Investigators, Braver and Bolder by John Patrick Green. Adapted for audio by Steve Belling. Read for you by Aaron Yamawaki, Christopher Hastings, Dylan Riley Fitzpatrick, Helen Laser, Jess Nahikian, Mark Sanderlin, Max Myers, Torian Brackett, and Zuri Washington. Chapter 1. Welcome to another peaceful day in the city. Crime has crawled under the rocks from whence it came, cowering in fear of the statuesque, skyscraper-sized robot reptile that saved this fine city from total destruction in the previous book.
Eep! I planned on committing crimes today with my crowbar. Lots of crimes. Crimes to make my grandma, who's also a criminal, and in whose footsteps I'm following, extra proud of me. But now, thanks to that enormous alligator whose watchful gaze I can't escape, I'm forced to give up crime. At least I've got my second diploma to fall back on, and can become a penguin polisher. Someone who polishes penguins for a living.
Excuse me, random criminal.
Yes?
If you're finished, do you mind if I continue with my narration?
No. I mean, yes, I'm done. And no, I don't mind if you do your narration thing.
Great. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, and now this great green guardian, meaning the robot reptile, is home to the...
Investigator, this is CC Boring Stories for Action News Now, reporting on the city's scaly, square-jawed solo savior.
What's this? It's a news bulletin about Brash. Just Brash. But within the very same gigantic robot reptile we mentioned only seconds earlier, both Mango and Brash watch CC's latest television broadcast.
It's investigators! Plural! Doesn't she realize there are two investigators, Brash?
You should be glad she doesn't, Mango. My head looks exactly like our headquarters, which are inside this robot's head. I can't go anywhere without being recognized. It's put a real damper on my undercover work.
Suddenly, a button on Mango's vest projects a hologram of a familiar metal-nosed face.
Investigators!
At least the general inspector hasn't forgotten about me.
I have a special assignment for you two. Head to Arms to pick up and deliver a very important suitcase.
Sorry to interrupt. Just wanted to remind you, listeners, that SUIT stands for Special Undercover Investigation Teams. We now return to the General Inspector, who undoubtedly has a great deal more to say.
G.I. out.
Well, that was light on details.
It must mean this assignment is super secret. At least we finally have a mission to go on. Sea Orb?
Sorry to interrupt again. For those who don't know, Sea Orb stands for Computerized Ocular Remote Butler. A suit orb unit is basically like a floating beach ball-sized eyeball with robot arms.
Is that narrator gonna do that throughout the whole story?
I don't know, Mango. I sure hope not.
I did say sorry.
That's okay. You're just doing your job. Anyway, back to Sea Orb. Where is that spy ball?
Allow me.
Mango presses a button on his vest.